That's actually a really good question. How much time do we have?
Science by anybody and for everybody.
How we build that internet is by getting our hands dirty. And so that's exactly
what science is supposed to be from the very beginning, you know.
Hello, I'm Julie Gould, and welcome to the Citizens of Science podcast, an audio exploration and celebration of all things citizen science and open science. In this series of mini podcasts, we are exploring what open science means to some of the MozFest 2013 attendees.
My name is Cindy Regalado, and I work at UCL at the Extreme Citizen Science Research Group. I'm also associated with the Citizen Cyber Lab, and I co-founded Citizens Without Borders. And open science for me is, that's actually a really good question. How much time do we have? to focus on a specific thing, for me, if we can actually distill the essence of science, it would be instances of play and an attitude of wonderment and discovery, an attitude that's inviting, curious. All of that everyone has, everyone can develop, and we all engage in it in a playful manner. For me, open science is the essence of science, in which there are no knowledge hierarchies, in which validation of data is not done by some authority that dictates what should be done and what's right or what's wrong. It's a breaking down of the barriers that stop people from wanting to engage, ideological barriers that separate people only by an idea that professional science is something that people do behind closed doors, and I'm just a little person and I can't do it. That should not exist. So to me, open science breaks those kind of barriers and challenges the access and the power and the empowerment to be able to engage in discovering, in doing, in investigating things that you're interested in.
The Citizens of Science podcast is supported by the Citizen Cyber Lab and is produced by Julie Gould, with theme music by Pit X.